Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 246. Welcome everyone to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this, ow, God, that hurts.
What? Hey,
my ass is burning.
Why? What happened? Did you just
cough? I did some anal bleaching and it burned. It burns. But it smells really? April shower fresh.
Did you shave first before you got anal bleaching?
No, I just took some Clorox and sprayed it out there. It's just like burning.
No, no. You just don't use Clorox to do anal bleaching. Oh, my God.
Well, you should have said that before I did this.
It's just a Clorox straight from the shelf. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to talk about that more later.
but it's going to smell April rain, April shower fresh.
Uh-huh. That's right. Or some bookstores smell like that too, you know. How do I know? I don't know. I just heard about it. Okay, so welcome everyone, and thank you for tuning in. This is our weekly podcast, and we just talk about stuff, bear stuff, gay stuff, non-gay stuff, sci-fi, things that we like, and yeah.
And apparently I talk about chasers all the time.
Yeah, you do. we'll get into comments later, but let's do some weekend updates, which we do every show. So what's up? Anything new this weekend or last weekend that you do?
Let's see. Went bowling Friday night with the Asians and Bear gang.
Asians and Bear. We're going to have one this coming weekend. This is coming Friday too.
That's right. And it's the Bears this weekend. They're actually going bowling. So I wonder how many Asians are going to show up.
Oh, that's right. I'm sure there's a lot. There's going to be a lot of chasers and Asians. Yeah. I heard a comment from BTalk saying that apparently most of the chasers are Asians. Well,
no, there's actually a bunch of little white boys and Hispanic boys out there too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so okay, last weekend. So what did you guys do? What else during bowling? Did you get a lot of strikes?
Actually, I had a sorry bowling game last week. I was just, I guess, tired and out of it. But I just we bowl three games, and the first two I sucked. The last one I did okay, but mm-hmm. But it was okay. Then came home, went to bed, and let's see. Saturday I got up and was cleaning the house and doing a bunch of stuff, trying to get some crap straightened out around here. Because the Exodus is this week, so I was trying to get some of my stuff straightened out, and I was going to move the big screen TV down. Stairs.
Okay.
So Wayne came over here to help me do all that, and we got ready to run all the cables and stuff we needed down the walls. We can't do it because of the way they built the house. We'd actually have to cut all the damn sheetrock out and drill holes between all the wall bracing and everything they put in, because it looks like, or it feels like, they built, instead of buying 10-foot, because I have tall downstairs ceilings, instead of doing 10-foot 2x4s, they did 8-foot 2x4s and then built a 2-foot deal on top of that.
Okay.
So it's next to impossible to drill all the way through everything without messing everything up. So we just said, screw it. So I'm just going to leave the TV upstairs, I guess, for now until I figure out what I'm going to do.
Upstairs is okay. That's what you planned in the first place, right?
Having your TV upstairs. I figured I'd move it downstairs and get everything out of the way up there, you know, and just have all my stuff down here. And then there, I wouldn't be in anybody's way if I rented the rooms out. So.
Well, you have the space for an upstairs TV. Ours, we just have it in the living room and having a TV. And watching TV in the living room is so easier, especially when there are guests. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah
so that's what you've been doing. How about any movies? Anything interested?
I had a little date Saturday night. We went and saw Underworld. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
Has to be horror. Well, not really horror.
Not really horror. I mean, nothing as good as the first Underworld, I think. I mean, everyone has their own little thing, except for, you know, the second one was kind of pussy with Scott Spielman in it, but. This one's pretty good. I mean, it kind of filled in a lot of gaps that you were trying to figure out in the other two movies. They kind of filled that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually got to watch it yesterday only. Yeah, let's talk about that. Underworld. It's a prequel.
It's the prequel.
It's the prequel of the Underworld series, and We've seen the first. I've seen the first and the second. I like them both. But since that's a prequel, you pretty much know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you kind of know what's going to happen, but this fills in a lot of the details. So,
yeah,
like,
that's the details.
Why the Lycans came into being, what happened, how they got there, you know, why what's his name was the head Lycan and all that kind of stuff. So,
Yeah, and it's pretty good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It's an enjoyable movie. It's something that maybe people out there or who like vampire movies.
Yeah.
You know, this is a lot of vampire movies lately, either TV shows or vampire movies.
Well, they're popular again.
It's popular again. Gosh. Mm-hmm. You have Twilight, you have Moonlight?
Moonlight, yeah, which didn't make it, which sucked because I actually like that show, but they're picking it up on Sci-Fi now. Maybe I'll get to see the last couple episodes of it that I missed.
You have that, they have True Blood, and before, of course, Buffy the Vampire before.
Yeah.
And what else? There's a lot. And this one, Underworld.
Underworld, yeah. So.
There's a lot. So, yeah, it's good. For the past 2 years, last year and this year has been a lot of vampire movies. So, kind of interesting.
And there's a lot of horror movies coming out right now. And then, of course, you got Friday the 13th coming up. And what's coming out Friday the 13th? So.
On February 13th.
Yeah.
Next month, okay. Yeah, there's an event going to happen there. We'll get to that. But I want to tell you what happened yesterday. I got invited to, I don't know, I wanted to give you a call or anything, but there was just one invitation for me. So it's actually the Halloween and Party Expo yesterday at the George R. Brown Convention. And what they did, it's actually a retailer's expo for Halloween costumes, the things that you haven't seen out for the past years. These are new. These are new designs that are out for the first time this year. And they usually do this in January, showcasing it during Halloween, for Halloween and for parties, because Ed was telling me Halloween is one of the biggest events of the year when it comes to costumes. Definitely. Yeah, I understand that.
It's celebrated nationwide, so it's not just like Mardi Gras. It's in
New Orleans. So yeah. People from Canada. I met people from Canada, and they said that they have retail store there in Toronto because they do. Costumes also.
Yeah.
And there are thousands of people there. And they were giving away a Mini Cooper and stuff like that. So it's awesome. And I got to see a lot of costumes. I saw about three fashion shows. And
cool.
But
Sookie Stackhouse designs?
No. How do you do? What would Sookie Stackhouse's uniform would be? There's a Dexter.
A T-shirt with
blood,
merlots on it.
Merlots, that'd be nice. Yeah,
and a waitress, and I guess a apron.
Apron. There's a Dexter one.
Oh, is there?
I would like that. The Dexter. Dexter.
Did it have blood on it, or was it just his?
Yeah, there's something dripping on the side, so it looks like your usual serial killer look. And you know, whenever Dexter cuts up people.
Yeah.
He wears those gloves and the leather apron, or not leather, but
the plastic, yeah.
Yeah, plastic apron and the headgear. So, yeah, it's a Dexter outfit. But, you know, I did notice something. This is going to come this coming year. I think this is the first time I've seen it. They are feminizing many comic book characters. That's what I noticed. They have an outfit, a female outfit for Robin, Green Lantern, and Supergirl already from Helen Slater? Ken Slater. Helen Slater. Ken Slater. Helen Slater, she was Supergirl. I think that she was that, right? But yeah, the outfit of Supergirl. Yeah, there's going to be things coming like that.
Well, they have female Green Lantern, so.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
But supposedly these are new. Oh, there are female Green Lanterns in the comic books, but now they're
making costumes.
Making costumes for them now. So,
but just so you know, if you're female and you got to wear a Green Lantern costume, you got to have big boobies.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you have to be drawn like a comic book hero, or you cannot wear one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
which is why you never see my fat ass in Superman costume.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you'd be nice in a Superman costume. You even look nice in a 300 costume. That'd be nice.
I think not.
Okay, so that's what we're going to be expecting this year. There's lots of feminized comic book characters. So it's kind of weird having a Robin, a female Robin, you know, with the R on the left and the So.
Well, I think in one of the comic books they had a female Robin. I don't know how that worked or whatever, but
yeah,
I think they had a female Robin and something. I don't remember what it was. And I don't keep up with them that much anymore. So,
and I saw a lot of new masks. There's a the George Bush sorry, that's my timer. George
Bush. Axel Foley is your timer.
Yeah, it's my timer. I'm cooking something downstairs, so I have to go down for a minute later. Where was I? Yeah, there were masks. You know the George Bush masks, and you know what is that? The George Bush masks and the Reagan masks. They now have Cheney masks, Dick Cheney masks, and Obama masks. So that's going to be out. And I haven't seen Obama masks last year.
I'm sure someone's going to take the Obama mask and wear it with a Klan costume. I just know it.
Oh, no.
I know it. It's going to happen.
God, somebody's going to do it. Oh, we're giving our listeners ideas already. I'm sorry.
No, it's gonna happen.
No, yeah. So that's what's gonna. That's what's coming out. And there are more, you know, latex babies that are gory, spinning heads, and more latex carcasses, half bodies. There, stuff that I haven't seen before. There are a lot of new stuff right now coming out. Yeah. So that's interesting. It was an interesting. Yeah, you would have liked it. Actually, they're open tomorrow if you want to go. They're open tomorrow for the Republic. For the Republic, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, there's a fashion show after that. So, after the show... Oh, my God. You've seen the video. And you guys listening, you must have seen the video already. I had to do the Project Runway walk. More of a... Yeah, Project Nardway. And it was... Yeah, Ed was taking the video. It was pretty fun. Just walking around there. And the guy on the side was just laughing at us, was looking at us and looking at us weird because we're doing their walkway. Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to do any more fashion shows. So we'll see. Okay. So that's what happened last weekend. We just had the Party Expo, which is fun. It's going to keep going until Tuesday. And I don't know. I don't have a website for them. Just Google it, guys. Halloween and Party Expo. If you have a retail store, if you have a store,
well, there are tons of those on there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wait. Can you hold? Hold on, guys. Hold on. All right, we're back. Sorry, you had to pause a little because I was cooking some.
Because Maynard's got chicken in his house.
Yeah, I'm cooking some chicken. It's one of those stuffed chickens. You have to cook it for 2 hours.
I love stuffed some chicken.
Oh, you're you don't have to fist it. But, you know, it's one of those chickens that you buy by the box at Voldemort. And, you know, stuffed chicken and they have rice in it. And you cook it for an hour and a half.
Chicken and rice. I had chicken and rice for lunch.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Today? Chinese style? Oh, which reminds me.
No, I had the Hormel style.
Oh, okay.
The gay one. The gay style.
Oh, okay. The gay style.
It came in a little plastic boat, heated up for 1 minute and 30 seconds, stir it up, it's ready to go.
Oh.
So, no refrigeration needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just remembered, it's Chinese New Year.
Oh!
That's right. So Chinese listeners from Asia, or here in the U.S. maybe, Kung Hei Fat Choi. Or
excuse me, this is a family broadcast. You should be saying stuff like that.
Really? I don't know what really that really means. But as far as I know, that's a Happy New Year.
So this is the year of the what?
It's the year of the ox.
Of the ox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a monkey, so I'm screwed, I guess.
Really? I think I was born in the year of the ox. I'm not so sure. I can't remember.
Dad was telling me something last night that he's supposed to have a good year because his year just ended, and the year after your year ends, you're supposed to have a good year. And I was like, okay, so.
Oh, you're saying, okay, for after the year after the year you're born, it should be a good year for you. Is that what you just
said? I guess that's what he's saying. I think because, like, last year was the year of the monkey butt or something, and he's a monkey butt.
Okay.
So, or whatever. I don't know. I'm not sure what he is. But he was trying to explain it to me last night, and I was not listening to him. So.
Yeah. Thank you very much for not listening.
I was just like, okay, whatever. Cut the lights off and quit eating my food.
Uh-huh. That's right. So. Oh, that's why we had the Nations and Friends party last Saturday also.
I know. Yeah. I was going to come and but then they was like, oh, it's $15. I was like, oh, that's too rich for me. I can't afford that. Ugh. Just to walk in and say hi to everybody and then turn around and go out.
Oh. So. It was fun. I mean, of all the parties that I've been to before, this is one of the most fun ones because I don't know why. There's just more people attended and a few new bears. Yeah, there are Asian admirers who are bears who came over too. So yeah, it was nice. It was nice. It's a nice party. And the conversation, we just couldn't stop laughing and there was a raffle. Yeah, the usual parties, but it had a different vibe. Don't you get that sometimes, that one party is better than the usual ones you've been before?
Yes.
Yeah, that happens. Okay, and then after that, what did you do? Oh, actually, played softball practice. We had the softball practice Saturday. And yeah, it was a very busy weekend. Busiest was yesterday, was the expo. It was fun. And yeah, that's it. Okay, I want to talk about something. I was talking to Jeff today. He told me about something that the Lone Star Bears are holding on the Friday the 13th. You said something about Friday the 13th on February 13th. It's the St. Valentine's Day meets Friday the 13th. They want to do a theme like that. It's called Red and Black Dance, hosted by the Lone Star Bears. So lonestarbears.com. Just go to the website and... It's supposed to be a dance. If you've heard of one of those XXL dances in the UK, I think they brought it to Austin. Somebody email us about it, if you don't mind. The XXL, they want to do it. They're now doing it in Austin, and then I think this time they named it as a Red and Black Dance just to, you know, for it to be a St. Valentine's Day meets Friday the 13th. So, it should be interesting. So they have a teddy bear. Their logo is a teddy bear with wings, and they bow an arrow. But the face mask is from Friday the 13th. So, go figure. It's okay. It's a pretty nice logo. Anyway, so that's what's happening in Lone Star Bears. Okay. Anything else? You have an article you want to talk about, right?
Yes, I do. Let's see. Let me get it pulled up here. Los Angeles affiliate KABC-TV to air rejected ad featuring gay family. Now,
okay.
This
is supposed to show when?
This was supposed to show during the inauguration.
Ah, okay.
And KBS, they finally decided to air the thing, but the way it went about it, they didn't air it during the inauguration, which is what they were trying to get to, because the Get to Know You First orgs, the whole deal was the point of whole airing the ad on KBC during the inauguration is to reach the broadest, most diverse audience possible, and that momentum has sadly passed and cannot be recreated.
Oh.
We're grateful that KABC has taken our concerns seriously and further clarified their initial decision. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be airing it in coming weeks, but they are hoping to air it during the 42nd inauguration. So,
okay.
Oh, wait a minute. After the not the 42nd after. Inauguration. After. So but it would hit 42 of the it would have aired in 42 of the 58 counties that voted for Prop 8.
Oh, okay. So what is it? It says here, I'm reading it, the 30-second ad initially rejected by KABC features two married African-American men raising five children, ages 6 to 25. That's a big range, don't you think?
Yeah.
They have five children and 6 to 25.
It's a big family.
Wait. 25, if you're raising a 25-year-old kid, that's not a kid anymore. That's an adult already.
Well, he's in college. I mean, they could be in college. Or they could have special need kids. And
Oh, that happens. I don't know. Okay. So, however, the ad was broadcast before, during, and after the inauguration in 42 of California's 58 counties, where Proposition 8 garnered the majority of the vote. I see. It's been selective. Okay. I'm looking forward to see this. I haven't seen this yet. So.
Yeah. Well, and neither did anybody that was watching the inauguration, which is the whole point for them getting pissed off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It would be nice. It would be interesting.
So, I just thought it was a little interesting, a little bit of news that, you know, because as the other article I sent you earlier talks about why we couldn't win, why we couldn't beat Proposition 8, even if we had more time and all that kind of stuff, because it gave all these things, the whole reason why everything happened, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a second. You're talking about inauguration. You just mentioned, inauguration of Barack Obama. Did you know that Barack and Michelle are a kinky couple?
Why? Because they show affection.
Yeah, they show affection. Here, it's an audio from a news clip.
Yeah, we also need to be affectionate, and you can see that with Barack and Michelle as well. They do a lot of touching, kissing, even fisting.
Yeah.
What? They're fisting? Who's fisting who?
Even fisting.
Yeah, they've been fisting.
Even fisting.
Yeah, so that's what they've been doing. They love each other that they fist each other.
Well, family that fists together stays together, you know.
Yeah, so I just found that out last week. It was too late for last week's show, but it was. I think it was
the same. What if Brock uses anal bleach?
Oh. We don't know. I don't know. Do you need to? Does he need to? I guess I'm sorry.
Don't do it, Obama.
Don't do it.
It burns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Our feature for today is J.A. Cub 562. Doesn't even have a name there. Yeah, he's on Bear www. Okay, so he's going to be in San Francisco, International Bear Rendezvous on February 12th, and in Dallas for TBRU, March 19th. So his profile here says, looking for friends, he lives in Long Beach, California, 38, 5'10", and 288. Getting white in the hair and goatee. Hot daddy. So don't leave one. Okay, here's his saying. He's pretty cute. Don't leave the one you love for the one you have a crush on. Because the one you have a crush on will leave you for the one he loves. Aww. Should be a musical dedication here. I need some violins. Okay, so yeah, check him out. Bear www.jacob562. I might see him at TBRU. He's a hot bear. That's good. All right, let's get on with the bear events. Club Cub goes to IKEA. This has to be an event, which is cool, I think, because I go to IKEA and it's awesome there. I get some light fixtures there and some whatnots, yeah. So it's going to be on February 18th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay, so very simple. We're here. We're bears. Let's get something to eat while we're shopping. Yeah, I heard IKEA does have good food. Surprisingly, I think their meatballs are good. Some of their corn dogs. Yeah. Okay, so if you go to their website at clubcub.info. Okay. So it looks like they have a big ad there for Woof Teas. So there's something going on. Club Cub 09 in July 16 to 20. They're going to be featuring the Wolf Tees model search. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a jock auction, no pants dance, the cannonball. So if you go to wolftees.com or clubcub.info. And that's just one big picture, one big photo on clubcub.info. That's just big, one big ad. Just check it out. Yeah. Anyway, so back to IKEA. Okay, I like IKEA. I go there once in a while. Yeah. So do you go to IKEA a lot, or do you hate it? Is it too modern? Is it too cheap or too expensive? Anyway, what's your opinion? Okay, so clubcub.info. Next event is actually Mardi Gras in Galveston. And there's this crew of the new moons of Uranus Mardi Gras bus trip on February 21st. For those people who are not going to New Orleans, there's a Mardi Gras also in Galveston. So that's February 21st, okay, in Houston. So the first annual crew of the new moons of Uranus Mardi Gras bus trip is set for a day of fun and debauchery. Saturday, February 21st, the bus leaves Ripcord promptly at 11 a.m. and includes pre-departure light breakfast, travel beer, and cocktails. Lunch on the island and plenty of activities to keep you entertained all day long. So their website is crewofthenewmoonsofuranus.com. For more info, if you're in Houston and you want to go to Galveston, yeah. Okay, so speaking of Mardi Gras, I'm going to Mardi Gras. I have to arrange my travel plans. Yeah, Mardi Gras is, I'll be in New Orleans. I'm just going to be there for from Friday to Sunday. Yeah. And it's going to be busy the next weekend after that, because it's Let Us Entertain You Weekend 2009. It's Louis Weekend, February 26th. Let Us Entertain You started in 1973 by the Texas Riders in order to keep the party going for individuals returning from Mardi Gras in New Orleans. The following weekend, after Mardi Gras, was designated Louis Weekend. Yeah, that's been going on for many years. I've been to many Louis Weekends. I've seen so many dick sucking, and I've seen so many pinning. Yeah, so that's Louis Weekend. Again, at least in my eyes, okay. In the infant stages, Louis Weekend consisted of a small bar run by those eager to continue celebrating after Mardi Gras. Over the years, other local clubs and organizations have joined forces in hosting this event. And Louis has grown, with more than 1,000 registered users from over 30 states and over 5 countries. Yeah, it's pretty good event. Yeah, it's a big leather thing also. And last year we had Woofer in town, and Woofer from St. Louis, and yeah, he hanged out with us, and it's awesome. It's going to be a big Louis Weekend this coming up. Yeah, it's actually an event that they did for the people who are partying in Mardi Gras. It's more like the people in Mardi Gras who work there hard to make other people, keep other people entertained. They come to Houston, those bartenders, those people who were so busy in Mardi Gras, and it's their turn to be entertained by the Houston people. Yeah, that's how I heard it before. I think I talked to Robert about it before. Robert from Houston Area Bears. Anyway, okay, so go to louisweekend.com. The links are going to be on the website. Okay, so let's go back to the show. There's an email. There's a comment on the website.
Yes. Comment on the website. Let me get back to that.
Let's see it. Okay, you're going to read it? Go ahead and read it.
Hang on, I can get back to it. I was looking at something else here while you were down there stuffing the chicken.
Oh, yeah, okay. You were eating it. Oh, what did you see?
Oh, wait a minute. I got to get back to the homepage.
Okay. So I'm going to read. Okay.
There's Nard doing the catwalk.
Oh, God.
Hot, fierce, tranny.
Oh, no.
Mexican mess.
Guys, go to the website. Yeah, I was doing the catwalk. I was doing Project Nardway. Mm-hmm. Okay. Comment from Johnny.
Johnny, yes. Johnny Random.
Yeah, on Bear Podcast 245, Pig Sex Party and Anal Bleaching.
Yeah. Yeah, the cream used in anal bleaching is actually very dangerous. You mustn't do it or encourage it. The cream is banned in most of Europe. They'll ban anal bleaching, but they won't ban smoking. Also, if this is Bear Podcast, why does Ray keep going about cute little chasers and how great they are? Because I happen to like cute little chasers.
Yeah, and I like bears. So
and he likes bears.
And we are contrast.
And I like bears, too.
Yeah.
It's just I'm more attracted to chasers. I have my type. Everybody has their type.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. So. That's where we're diverse, you know. The other shows, the other podcasts, they're all bears who like bears. But actually, when I started this, it's because, you know, I'm a chaser who like bears. And those are the kind of people I like hanging out with and I like conversing with and like going to runs and meeting people, you know, meeting people who are bears. And that's how this podcast started. It's just me telling stories and sharing.
It all started off about Nard wanting to rub bellies.
Yes, that's one of them, yeah. So it just evolved, and, you know, we're diverse here. We accept everyone, whether bear to bear for chaser, chaser for bears, even straight people if they want to, if they can listen to this also.
Yeah, and we do not encourage anybody to do anal bleaching.
Yep,
we do encourage you, however, to use a good bar of soap and water and a wash rag.
Mm-hmm.
That always helps.
Yeah, before, unless they're into the nasty stuff, no?
Well, if they're coming to my house, wash your ass, okay? Oh. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Okay, so anyway, love the show, especially Nard. Oh, thank you. See, he likes me. He likes me.
I know, nobody likes me.
Oh, people like you. There's people who are commenting. You get more chats on Bear City than I do. I don't get much, so... So that's that. you get more people contacting you. Okay, another comment actually. It's from Roy. It's Roy.
Uh-oh, what's up, Roy?
Okay, TBRU 14 men at work. He says, yeah, he's not going to TBRU. He's not supporting TBRU this year. He's not financially supporting TBRU this year. But I think he's going to be around. I'm sure he. I'm guessing this year because they refused to show up for the no on Prop 8 rally in Dallas. Back in November, and decided to have a meeting and lunch instead. Yes, they are supporting causes with TBRU, but where were they when we asked for them to make their voices heard? And, well, pretty bad comment, but yeah. I understand. Basically saying that the group didn't go to the Prop 8. But even our group, We really just used the Yahoo group. We disseminated information.
Yeah, and there are
have to be a big group, but everyone, because you don't have to go as a group. Go because you believe in it, and I'm sure the Dallas Bears and some of the members would have gone to the Prop 8 there. Mm-hmm. Prop 8 rally, and so did we, right? But we didn't go as a club. We went there because as individuals. Because we really didn't plan it, did we? Houston Air Bears? We didn't, right?
No, I mean, I think we sent the information out, and there was a bunch of us there, so.
Yeah. That's, I think that's just enough. And I don't know, organizing people, it's kind of hard to do.
And very hard to do.
It's very hard to do. So I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Email me.
Oh, I was actually talking about hard to organize people. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're in a frat organization in Texas. And they were talking about all the different organizations in Texas and how he's talked to other presidents of the other organizations and how, compared to all the other states in the nation, Texas has the lowest participatory rate for organizations than any other state in the country is what he was telling me. I don't have any proofs to back this up, but he was just saying that for him talking to other organizations, I said, well, I can understand that. I said, I don't know what it is about the state that does that, but I don't know if it's because there's a lot of transient people that come through the state, or there's just so much to do here, people don't feel like they have to get involved, or what it
is. Or people are not out.
Or people are not out, or I don't know. I mean,
yeah, maybe, yeah. I remember now. You know what? There's something to do with people not being out, I think, because I do know some people that they don't want to go to the rally.
Yeah. None of this stuff is gay organizations. This was all heterosexual, pretty much frat boy, Alpha Tappa Keg stuff type, like fraternity stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And Texas has the lowest participatory rate than all the other states as far as fraternities and this kind, this, that, and the other. Is what he was telling me.
In general, okay. So it's,
yeah, on a national level, compared to the national level of other states.
Maybe we're too lax, or Texas is too laid back. Just want to stay indoors and just watch TV and send a check, probably to support, but not necessarily involving themselves. Yeah, I guess. Where did you get that?
What?
Is a friend of yours told you about that?
Yeah, somebody I've been talking to online. So he was like, because he was going to a chapter meeting the other day, and he's president of his chapter, and he's like, we're comparing notes to what he does and what I do, you know, in the triad. And I said, welcome to being the boss of a club. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I hear you. I feel you. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. let's go on with the next email. The best email for this year so far. Yes. It's from Tom. Tom from Maryland. Okay. So he says here, Nard and Ray. I think your podcast is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay.
I have enjoyed them all. They can be funny, silly. Yeah, silly. Geeky and very informative all at the same time. Your dedication to a quality product and the level of thought you put into your topics and guests is very evident. Yeah. Well, we try. I cannot describe how important and meaningful your podcast is to the bear community and gay community at large. I wanted to thank you for doing it, and keep up the good work. Work is truly appreciated. Cheers and congrats, gentlemen. Thank you, Tom. Also, he said something about TBRU. He's coming to TBRU for the first time this year.
Virgin.
Oh, virgin. TBRU Virgin here, hoping to say hello to you both in person. Keep up the great work and have a great day. However, Ray's not coming. Are you sure, or are you on the fence?
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
You're not. Sorry, guys. Ray's not going to be there.
If I come, I might come up for Saturday to broadcast and then have to come back. So, but we'll see how it goes.
Do you think you can do that? Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It all depends. So we'll have to see when it gets closer to time for TBRU. So
okay, we can talk about it when the date comes. Actually, I have a problem, guys. Listeners, I have a problem. They ran out of rooms at TBRU at the Crown Plaza. Where am I gonna stay now? Well, they have the Overflow Hotel.
Well, you have the Overflow, the Comfort Inn right there, which is where I usually stay.
So. You know what? I would rather be in the Comfort Inn. I'm not sure. I have to check if the Comfort Inn is open, because that's where I stayed before. And there is one across the street behind, about 2.4 miles away, according to Yahoo Maps.
Stay one across the street, because you're going to be walking. It'd be easier to just walk back and forth than try to drive and find a place to park.
Yeah.
Is this a pain in the ass to find a place to park there?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'll do that. I'll probably try Comfort Inn. Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to be there. And actually, hopefully, we're gonna record. We're supposed to be having a guest, Shannon Grady from B-Talk. He's supposed to join us that day to record. It'd be exciting. We're gonna see him again, Shannon again. Okay. Anything else? I guess that's it. Oh, do you have anything more? Oh, something I learned yesterday. I was talking to a friend. I'm not gonna mention the name. And he was telling me about some replacements or equivalent, how does he say it? Equivalent to Viagra.
What, Cialis?
No, not even Cialis. It's actually a variant. I think it's a variant. Or there is some ingredients of Viagra into it. And I remember before there was this Stamina RX. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stamina RX. And they were saying it's herbal. And it turns out, I think, this is just what I heard, okay? That it has Viagra in it, and so the FDA had to pull him out. And then of course, whoever made it, so okay, no more Stamina RX, so I'm going to make one again called Rise. And there's a Rice, R-I-S-E, I think. It's another product that which is similar. It's also a variant, but that got pulled out after it being in the market.
Huh.
So I guess that's what they just do with these Viagra type, supposedly non-chemical or whatever they call it, but supposedly herbal, but they're actually have Viagra in it. So
it's all about the herbs.
Yep, that's right. And of course, people will get erections. What do they say again? What did they say again? If you
experience an erection that lasts more than 6 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours, yeah.
4 hours.
Please see consult medical assistance immediately. Yeah.
But you know what I do? I would call my friends. Don't you think?
I'd be like, okay, party's on, come ride.
Yeah, come over. I have a party for 4 hours. Yeah, so, yeah. If there are any other variants, yeah, email us. It might be interesting to find out of what happened to these supposedly safe pills or non-prescription pills that they use for happiness, whatever you call it. Anyway, okay, so we've been going on for how long have we been going? Yeah, we're going about 40 minutes or so, something like that. Okay, what are you going to do this weekend? Bowling Friday.
Bowling on Friday. And then we have Buddy Hush. And then Saturday and Sunday I'm working.
What? You're working on the weekend?
Yeah.
Everybody's working the weekend. Hold on. This is what you need to do on the weekend.
Kissing, even fisting.
Maybe I'll do that some this weekend. I'll find somebody to fist. I don't know.
Okay.
Buddy, you want to fist this weekend?
Uh-huh. So, yeah, everyone...
Give me the paw. Give me the paw, buddy. Give me the paw.
Aw. Can you fist you? Pretty small paws. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Oh, gosh. We're just winging this show right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to nar@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. Or call the voicemail line.
At 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. Send your voice comments and we'll play in the show. And subscribe via iTunes and visit the official website, www.bearpodcast.com. And myspace.com/bearpodcast. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And, Facebook. We're on Facebook. Yeah, so click the links on the website. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, and you can friend us there and get latest news about our blog. And we've been posting some stuff on the website. What do we have? What's our latest post? Oh, yeah, the Project Nard Way.
Project Nard Way.
And before that was our friends Gary and Patrick. I think they're from Chicago. Bears drinking the Italian soda Beverly. I never tried that before. Yeah, so I don't know. What do you guys think of that drink? The Beverly. I haven't tasted it. Maybe one time when we go to Las Vegas, we can try that out. Okay, so that's it. So, Ray, I will see you this weekend, okay?
All right, see you later.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear.